foot tall. He just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Forbidden Panel's Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, we are in San Marino watching Pain and Gain. I have substituted Martin for a much sexier co-host, Ms. Vanessa Munoz of the Blackbird Bows. How you doing, darling?
I'm feeling dandy like candy.
Yeah, awesome. See, we're rhyming. It's a rhyme show now. Now, I made the promise to not throw Vanessa under the bus on this episode, so I'm going to do my best to keep that promise.
Okay, thank you.
If I break it, just let me know.
Alrighty.
But I'm going to say right off the bat, you're much prettier than my normal co-host.
Good.
He's very pretty, mind you.
Yeah.
He's a very beautiful man, but you have a nicer rack.
Very true.
So we're going to keep it like that.
Very true.
Pain and Gain, what are you expecting with this movie?
I'm expecting a lot of laughs, and that's about it. That's all I'm coming here. I'm not looking for a good storyline. I'm not looking for great acting. I just want to laugh.
Okay, now you said earlier, off mic, that you had seen a show, Access Hollywood or something?
Yeah, or Extra was kind of interviewing them and doing a little summary about the movie, and they looked pretty pumped up about it. And but I mean, other than that,
they can't see you wink.
I know. As soon as they winked at you, I was like, you're so dumb. Yeah, they just seemed like they had a good time making it, and they want us to have a good time, and that's pretty much all they were saying. So that's about it.
Are you a Mark Wahlberg fan?
Since I saw Ted, anything before, I don't really follow either one of them.
Okay.
Just seen little bits and pieces, but I mean, I enjoy everything that up to this point that I've seen them do. So not like rooting for any side or anything like that, but I mean, I'm excited to still see it.
Okay. I myself am not a big fan of Mark Wahlberg himself, but I'm a big dork for The Rock because I grew up with wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a Taurus. So
I didn't know the zodiac sign played a role.
I didn't either until I found out like his birthday is like 3 days before mine.
Oh, he's so nice.
He's got like the bull tattoo on his arm the whole nine. I'm all
okay.
Like, yeah, but boy, Rock, we're almost the same age. He's younger than I am, by the way, which is shameful.
How old is he?
Younger than I am, that's all that matters.
All right. I don't know.
He ain't turning 40, that's for fucking sure.
True, right? Very true. I don't know if Taurus gets along with Scorpio, so I'll have to put that one on the fence.
Are you Scorpio?
Yes.
We seem to get along.
Yes, we do. And
until you sting me in my ass and then me and my horns, we're going to have an issue.
You're going to try to stomp me out.
Right. Because I'm a stubborn motherfucker. Anyway, Pain and Gain. So this movie is based on a true story about these three guys that decide that they're tired of being poor and take revenge out on their boss, being played by Tony Shalhoub, otherwise known as Monk. And in doing so, high adventures ensue. So I personally am excited to see something funny. During the trailers, I've already laughed enough. I'm excited that the fact that this is a Michael Bay film, but the only one he's done since Transformers. So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to make weightlifting explode.
I'm sure they'll figure out a way, but it'll be really fast.
Real fast explosion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sex jokes in there, but I'm going to leave it alone. I think we're going to have a good time. Tonight it's just you and me, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
How it should be.
Always.
Right. Always. I've left my wife at home. You've left your wife at home.
You said you won't throw me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. Did I say anything? Did I say how you...
I don't say anything.
Is there anything bad about him other than, you know...
I'm pleading the fifth.
What's wrong with Mr. Munoz this year?
He's gonna get so mad.
Martin knows we love him. We miss you, Martin. You're so pretty.
AJ's just acting out because he misses you.
Yes, that's it. You said you were gonna be here, but you're not. Anyway, back to the movie.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else to say.
Yeah, shut it down.
That's the third time we've said that tonight. So the Rockets had a pretty successful year. We saw Snitch.
Yes, we did.
Which I personally was not too big of a fan of, but it had a good story to it.
Yes.
G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that was a horrible movie, but it was better than the first one, which is like saying, you know, wet shit is better than dry shit.
I'm not even going to debate that.
let's not argue that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it wasn't his fault. They're calling him the franchise reviver at this point. That he can bring back franchises into a watchable state. He did so, I thought, with Fast and Furious, the last one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, definitely.
I see him doing so with this year's Fast and Furious. But, you know, actually, he's not really bringing it back at this point since he already starred in the first one. So, yeah, that's The Rock. We've also seen Anthony Mackie, who will be starring in The Avengers and Captain America coming up soon. I can't remember what last movie we saw him in, but I'm sure it was enjoyable. And Wilson, not Rumor Wilson. What's her name? The big girl from Mitch Perfect.
From what? Oh, I don't know her name.
You're fired. Martin Lowry.
I told you I was going to be a good co-host. I can't be pretty on a recorder. Jeez.
That was a dirty, dirty look that I'm getting right there. Dirty, hate, evil, hate. It's because I'm sitting here drinking my Slurpee alone. Isn't that it?
I'm a little bitter. I got abandoned by Martin, and now I can't have a Slurpee or icy because I'm not feeling good. Thank you. Throwing that in my face.
Just so you know, the Slurpee is not as bitter as you are, which is why I'm enjoying it a lot more. That was death glare. That was daggers right there. And so, can you feel the love on the show tonight? Can you feel this love? The movie is called Pain and Gain.
True, there's been more pain than gain here, so thank you.
The gain will be watching the movie.
Oh, got it. Right. I'll appreciate it more, got it.
Right. So, yeah. As you can tell by the noise in the background, it's time to start the movie. So we will be back after the show, providing one of us survives. Here we are at the end of the movie. What did you think, Vanessa?
I loved it. I think it was more than I thought it was going to be. I walked in blind, didn't know it was a true story. And
really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been under a rock, remember? And I was just surprised, and I felt bad for him. I was against them, wanted them to win, the whole American Dream thing, Scarface, like I'm right there. what did you think?
I thought it was funny. A little long.
Longer than I thought, yeah.
Yeah, a little long, but yeah, it was funny as hell. Mm. And The Rock nailed it. I'm sorry, The Rock did a great job.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It seemed genuine, his character, so I don't think he really had to act too much. It seemed like it was a real part of him.
No, he's, like, really intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. James, what'd you think?
This movie was awesome, dude. It was fucking hilarious. I mean, yeah, it sucks what they did, but dude, this is fucking great.
Oh, my
God. Awesome. Well, there you have it. All of us thought it was great.
Not bad.
Funny as hell. But really long.
Yeah, it was longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to them. I mean, they went into great detail. Like, they were nailing everything they could in detail.
And they kept reminding us that it was based on a true story.
Which is way cool.
Yeah,
I like
that. Part was all, like, still based on a true story. It's like, wow.
Because it got really ridiculous, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was like, still a true story. I was like, oh, okay. Alright, we're still there.
No, you guys were kind of idiots, too. Like, they were kind of stupid, but smart, too. I mean, they got rid of the hands.
Yeah.
By barbecuing them.
Outside.
And while the background is playing, while we're talking, they're showing actual footage and pictures from the crime scenes that it's based off of. So, yeah. So there you have it. We all dug it. Yep. So, thanks, guys. Next week, we are seeing Iron Man.
Iron Man 3
next week.
Are we seeing in 3D?
In 3D, with 4 Color Fantasies. T-shirt, grab bag, giveaways. The whole nine. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Cool, I'm excited.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.